never settle for less. Although it's highly unlikely you'll find a show with less than Robin and Maynard.
I would like you to remember those two important names. Don't they sound interesting? So let's get started. I know how much fun we're going to have together. Hurry up now. Let's go.
I really should probably post a picture, don't you think, of my jumbo pencil collection?
I think it's really important.
Yeah, she has, what do you have, holders that were homemade?
Not homemade. I mean, well, they were made by in a machine shop.
Custom.
And they're custom made.
Yeah, they're custom made.
They're mahogany.
But they hold, how many pencils do you have in your collection?
That one holds 250, and the other one holds 200.
And how many are all the holes full?
Oh, yeah, I've probably got another 110.
Yeah.
But
well, you should be on. Why don't you call John Curley from Evening Magazine, have him come over and do an interview? Well, you should have a TV special.
About my pencils?
Well, I think so, yeah.
You wouldn't believe, I'm talking my racks, and they're not racks. It is a mahogany case. It's gorgeous. Spartacus made it for me. I have a pencil of the month section, a pencil of the year.
And you can have Tom Likas on, and you can say, no, will you show me your rack?
And then it'll be a real rack.
Yeah, of pencils.
You make me want to vomit.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg, good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Robin, are you guys going to get a picture of your new pencil on the website?
I can't even wait. Yes, I'm going to ensure you that I will have this featured in the Pencil of the Month category.
Awesome.
Now, I have got some truly beautiful pieces of work.
Put the whole collection online.
Yeah, why don't you do that? That's a good idea.
I could do that. I could do that. Yeah, but I just don't want anyone getting any wise ideas that they're going to come in and steal it or anything, you know.
Oh,
I'm very protected.
No, nobody's going to do that.
See, I figured that when the big A-bomb...
How do you fence a jumbo pencil collection?
I wonder if you could fence it on the internet. You probably could. I think I have the largest collection in the world. I would bet I do. Wouldn't you say so?
I wonder how you could find out, and we could have a global competition. I wonder about that.
I'm calling the Guinness.
See, the neat thing about it is I get to every pencil. I can tell you from every pencil that I've gotten who it came from, where they were, and, you know, because I know the story behind the pencil.
Every pencil has a story.
That's right. And the neat thing is they're cheap. They're like
Rod.
They're like $2 a pencil, so you're not asking anyone to, you know, kill themselves with cash.
Yeah. Hey, John, would you let me propel you into the future?
Sure.
Here we go. Let's go to Husky Stadium. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow afternoon.
It's tonight, actually.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is Keith Jackson, ABC Sports. And welcome back here to Mott Lake in beautiful Seattle, Washington, where in dramatic fashion, the worst team in the Pac-10, perhaps the worst team in the country. Oh, let's be frank, they're the worst team of all time. The University of Washington Huskies have just soundly defeated the number one ranked University of Southern California Trojans. Whoa-ho, Nelly, this is one for the ages. As the University of Washington wins 38-21.
Keith, dear, wake up.
What? Huh? What? What?
Wake up, honey.
I'm calling the football game. What?
Whoa-ho, Nelly.
What in the devil's going on? The Huskies just beat the Trojans.
You're having a dilly of a dream there, honey.
Ho-ho, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly. You were twisting and a-turning like a halfback on third and long.
Well, whoa-ho, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
It's tonight.
Just a dream.
Later tonight.
What happens tonight?
That's where that's from.
Well, say what?
That's the future would be tonight when he's dreaming that.
Okay, fine.
Jesus, know where you're going in your time machine.
Sure, that's right, yeah.
Well, what do you mean you're making what on me?
Oh, the future is tonight.
You keep saying it's tomorrow night, the game would be over.
The game is tomorrow.
The dream is tonight.
That's right. Yeah. It's tonight. Make sure you write that down at home.
No,
the dream.
You're such a
the
toolbox.
Dream into the future.
Seriously.
It's tonight.
Really, you've got a sprig. Would you mind if I you?
Huh?
I'm serious with you. You've got a huge sprig sticking. Could I cut that off?
No, I'm saving that. I'm growing that. You
really,
know,
it's almost alfalfa, man.
You think so? But it gives me height.
Hang on a second. Just a little off the top here.
Oh, geez.
Come on, just
I've
a touch.
I've been growing that out.
I know it looks ridiculous. It looks like some sort of a
but that's my
like a seed or something.
That's my identity. Now I'll
hang
have
on
to
a second.
Slink
I gotta dry
the hall
this
like a wounded pooch. I
gotta dry
to
this out. Here, just sit still and quit screwing around. There. Oh, you have a beautiful head of hair.
Why would you dry it out if you don't shampoo it in the first place?
I've I licked it with my fingers. I put, you know, here, hang on. I'm going to, let me shave you. You really got some stubble going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Ooh. Here, wow. Plug your nose. Plug your nose.
Oh, I haven't, believe me. I plug it when I come in at 6. It's plugged.
There. Oh, God. That. Now, see how nice you look. You're groomed.
Thanks very much.
Are you a man facing divorce, custody, or a child support case? Call 1-800-DIVORCE for Goldberg and Jones, won't you? Phone questions answered. No charge. 1-800-DIVORCE.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, say what?
That's the future would be tonight when he's dreaming that.
Okay, fine.
Jesus, know where you're going in your time machine.
Sure, that's right, yeah.